gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, DTF, aka Dylan Fields. Dylan, how's it going?
What a long weekend. What a long, long weekend of football.
But, you know, at least we got it out of the way very first game.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to just have a stress-free weekend after 4:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, still sucked, but.
Yeah, I was so disappointed. But we made it that far with a team that probably shouldn't have made it that far. Mm-hmm. So I just was happy to be there. And, you know, unfortunately, it had to be to the Houston Texans, but I think that was the best case scenario. I don't think I would have wanted to lose to a different team. CJ Stroud is a young, like, cat balling. He's from Ohio State. Got to give him mad respect. So, on to next year.
Yeah, on to the next year. Curious to see what's going to happen. I think there's going to have to be some decent moves that are going to have to happen for money purposes, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, last night it was the Steelers and Bills and then Eagles and Bucks. So now it's Tuesday morning when we're recording this. Lot of things happened this weekend. But before we get into the matchups this last weekend, a couple things that I thought we should go over. Did you see AJ Brown deleted all his Eagles posts before the game and then did not play?
Yeah, I mean, he was injured, but he had said that if they made it to the next round, that he would be good to go. But I don't think he was even at the game.
Yeah, I don't think so either, and I think that's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really weird and just screams diva to me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what screams diva. Despite the referees missing a blatant holding call on George Pickens, did you see him throw his helmet on the sideline after they turned the ball over at the end of the game, the Steelers?
No, I missed that.
Oh my gosh, George Pickens was so pissed at the referee. He walks over the sideline, takes his helmet, and he throws it across the sideline to the bench. And it probably made a huge noise, but he was so mad. Like, he was so mad. But it's like, dude, diva watch, come on. Like,
yeah.
And then, of course,
too young in his career. And, you know, he's shown some glimpses, but he can't be doing that stuff.
Not in year two.
Yeah, no.
You know, if you're here 8 years and you're, you know, fighting every year and you're, you know, just coming up short and you're just so frustrated that it always seems like it's the refs. But, like, dude, it's year two. Like, give it a break. You're playing with Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
And with TJ Wattless defense. I mean, you're lucky that you were within 7 points of the Bills in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Do you, all right, Dylan. Do you think that the Steelers will start Kenny Pickett next year?
Absolutely not. I think the fact that they benched him in the first place is hysterical. I think you move him to your backup, get rid of Mitch Trubisky, and you start Mason Rudolph. I mean, he's already on a high. He seems more mature from the last time he was starting. I think that if you're the Steelers, this is your best move right now, at least for the foreseeable future. Maybe you trade for a star like Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. But I think for right now, this is your best move.
I was going to say, what about Russell Wilson? He's going to be a free agent, even though there's apparently a chance he returns back to the Broncos. I highly doubt it, the way that things ended there. I don't know. I don't see them going back to Kenny Pickett. That's all I know for sure. But let's go ahead and get into some more news. Looks like Bill Belichick interviewed with the Falcons already. There was reports that there was mutual interest between the two. You got Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London. If he thinks he can do anything with Desmond Ridder, go for it. I don't think so, but
You gotta think that collectively that would be the best roster he's ever coached, like talent wise. Because look at some of the teams Tom Brady's had, aside from having Randy Moss. I mean,
I was
what?
gonna say, other than the Moss years,
I
then
mean, he's always had a good defense, but offensively, he's put pieces together. He's never had three top 10 picks, now going to be four top 10 picks, starting on his offense alone.
yeah, that's true. That is true. I didn't really think about it that way, but yeah. And then they'll have the number 8 pick this year too. So if he wants to go after someone to
It'll
add
either be
on
a
to that, why not?
it might be a defensive player or a trade. They might try to trade for a quarterback. I don't see anybody giving up. Well, I'm sorry. I don't see the Falcons trading a first rounder for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. But I mean, if there was somebody out there like a Jalen Hurts, like if Philly's not happy with him, I could totally see Jalen Hurts going to Atlanta.
Yeah, I could see that. I could even see them trading up to the number 1 pick. If you get Bill Belichick, why not? Go for it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know if he'll have any kind of GM role or if he's just going to be head coach strictly. But I could see them trading up for number 1. Do I think they should? Probably not, but
I thought it was funny when I saw on Twitter somebody said trade Justin Fields for the number 8 pick, and somebody said nobody would do it, but it'd be crazy to see the Bears have the 1, 8, and 9 pick.
that would be crazy.
Oh, that'd be nuts.
That'd be crazy. Next, there's still no news about the Raiders head coaching hiring. But Max Crosby basically gave the Raiders an ultimatum that he would like traded if they do not re-sign Antonio Pierce. I think that's a pretty ballsy move, but that's also a ticket to get out of the Raiders organization, if you want.
Yeah. It sucks though because he is a Raider, but one team, and I know it's just high off of last night, but one team I'd love to see him play for is the Buccaneers defense. I think Max Crosby would be just enough to make that an elite defense again. I'm high on the Bucs right now. This was so much fun to watch last night.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I
I'd like to
always say.
see, yeah, I'd like to see him in either Tampa. I think Chicago would be a really good place too. Obviously, I'd love him in Cleveland, but no way. No way that would happen. Pretty much anywhere but Baltimore. Send him anywhere but Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then after the Cowboys-Packers game, which we'll get into later, Dak said, add me to that list when asked about Mike McCarthy potentially being done as the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Do you think the Cowboys let him leave?
McCarthy or Dak?
Dak.
I don't know. That's another one of those, I could see him getting traded out of town. Because I do see McCarthy getting fired. But
Yeah, I.
I think they're kind of waiting to see what happens with like Belichick and Harbaugh. Harbaugh had his meeting with the Chargers yesterday. So, I mean, those guys are going to be off the board. Then what's left? If Sirianni gets fired, maybe Sirianni's a sexy hire, but inside the NFC East, that'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah, that would be nuts. I know people are going to be going after Sirianni for sure, if he's available. And I think it'd be really dumb for them to let go of Sirianni. I mean, you just were in the Super Bowl last year. And granted, I get it that your offensive and defensive coordinator both got head coaching jobs this season. So I don't know. I wouldn't move off of Sirianni if I were them. Unless you just got gifted a Belichick or something like that. But Belichick's not going to want to coach in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They have the roster, but he's not going to want to coach there. If he could barely take the Boston media, he's not going to want anything to do with Philadelphia media.
No.
And then Mike Tomlin left the post-game conference mid-question after being asked if he was going to return for his final year of his contract with the Steelers.
He just bounced.
Yeah.
The second he heard 1 year left in your contract, he's like, nope.
Do you think that means he just doesn't know yet? I know there's rumors about his wife wanting to move to California or somewhere out west. Even though that doesn't really make a ton of sense because I'm pretty sure their daughter goes to Georgia. So I don't know why exactly they would want to move out west, but I know that it's been reported as a very strong interest between the two of them. I don't know. Do you come back if you're Mike Tomlin? I mean, you're the best, one of the best Steelers coaches of all time.
I think at this point, there's no Super Bowl in the foreseeable future unless you make a big trade for a quarterback. I mean, it all starts with the quarterback. You need somebody who can lead your team. I think they're talented enough to where if you had the right quarterback in that system, they've got George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Muth, they've got Najee Harris and Warren. They've got probably the best offensive line they've had in a few years. Their defense is very capable of handling themselves, as we've seen. I mean, their defense alone beat the Steelers or beat the Browns in week two with TJ Watt, Highsmith, Fitzpatrick. They are all dogs. And they've come to play. I mean, they were tough against the Bills. Bills are just the better team at the end of the day, missing TJ Watt as well. I think that if they make a move, they would keep Mike Tomlin's interest in wanting to stay. At least for another year or two, maybe extend them 2 years. Because, I like the rule of three when it comes to coaching. I think you should give every coach 3 years on a deal to prove like it's like, a process. You can't do things overnight. You very rarely are going to get a Tom Brady showing up and getting a Super Bowl the same year with the Buccaneers situation. When it comes to Steelers, though, I don't want to see him succeed, but I do like the competition, and I think that good competition is good to make your team better. So I don't want to see the Steelers go to shit because then I don't want the Browns competition to be shit all year. We had one of the easiest schedules this year. Next year, we're going to have one of the hardest schedules. We walked into the playoffs 11-6, and we looked like we were a 1-16 team.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going off on the Browns, bias, but I think that Mike Tomlin should stay if they can get a quarterback.
Right. If they can get the right pieces, I would want to stay if I was Mike Tomlin. But yeah. And then fun little fact I want to start doing on every episode. This day in sports history. Boxer Leon Spinks gets mugged. And even gets his gold teeth stolen in 1981 on this day.
Wow.
Also, on this day, Steph Curry became the all-time leading 3 points made.
Fuck
Three-pointers
Steph
made.
Curry.
Yeah, fuck Steph Curry.
Did you happen to catch that Punchline podcast snip on OBJ with his trade from the Giants to Cleveland?
I did, and it was edited up real nice, to where it would be very clickbaity because he started talking about how he was traded to Cleveland to die.
Yeah.
But then he started, talking. If you watch like the whole thing, he starts talking really good about Cleveland, like how he bought his house in Cleveland, how he thought that he could be the start of what was already becoming a better culture than it was.
Yeah.
And that he basically made it sound like there was beef between him and Baker, but now they're not beefing. Like they've talked recently. He started talking about his kid. But yeah, I did see.
I just thought it was interesting because One, you look at the clip video or the clip art, and he's got a Chief Wahoo hat on. So right off the bat, I'm like, he's gonna talk shit about Cleveland and wear a Cleveland hat. It was so clickbaity, but I really didn't think of it in the way of he was being sent to die. I thought that they were giving him a chance because I think that the Giants knew they weren't gonna be able to do anything in the next couple of years. And at least going to Cleveland with Jarvis Landry, former teammates, and Baker Mayfield on the rise of his young career, I thought for sure we were going to be able to do something. I mean, I'm pretty sure we had like the second or third best odds to win the AFC that year, coming off of Baker's rookie year with his rookie touchdown record. I thought the highest of OBJ coming to Cleveland.
No, we had the third highest odds to win the AFC. I remember Cleveland was bumping during that time. I remember when I got the news that I was in Vegas, and I was pumped. I was pumped when I saw that. Obviously, didn't live up to expectations, other than we did make the playoffs. We did finally make the playoffs. Not because of OBJ, but because he got hurt that season, if I'm not mistaken, and didn't even play in the playoffs.
It's crazy to think that Baker Mayfield now has two playoff wins, more playoff wins than the Browns in the last, we'll call it 30 years. But
Yeah, good for him though. Good
yeah,
for
I was
him.
so happy for him last night.
I still, to an extent, like, don't get me wrong, I was happy at the moment when the Deshaun Watson trade happened. I was happy. But I think even though I felt bad for Baker, I felt like a lot of it was on himself for trying to play through an injury that, if you're a quarterback and you need to throw the ball and you can't grip the ball, you should just take a seat back.
Yeah, I think he was just under a lot of pressure. Contract year, get injured. That's how you see a lot of these quarterbacks' careers fall and fail. I mean, look at how long it took him to get back up on his feet. Had to play for the Panthers. Rest in peace to that organization. And then he got shipped out to LA, played on 2 days' notice, had a crazy win. Didn't do much with the Rams after that. And then this year he signs with the Bucks right after Tom Brady, which it's still weird to think that Tom Brady played just last year.
Yeah, it feels like it was at least 2 years ago.
This being the first playoffs without Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Deshone Kizer. It was just nice to see Baker playing and playing on my second favorite team in the NFL. It was awesome to be able to root for him. And actually feel like I'm rooting for my team because, I've always been a secondary Bucks fan, not just because of the Super Bowl, but because of family ties.
Well, other than that, I think we should go ahead and start getting into this Super Wild Card Weekend recap. We'll go ahead and get the bad game out of the way. So our Cleveland Browns lost in pretty bad fashion to the Houston Texans. We ended up losing 45 to 14.
Embarrassing fashion.
It was what, 21 to 14 at halftime? Yeah, and it didn't feel very good going into halftime. But there was still hope. There was hope, but the defense just never showed up.
No.
And then the dagger was the two pick sixes back to back that the
Back
game
to
was just
back.
over at that point.
How do you throw two pick sixes back to back? That's what was so crazy to me. How does that even happen?
I don't know. It was hard to get mad at Flacco because we wouldn't even be in the situation we were without him. And he still threw for 300 yards.
I mean, it was a typical Flacco stat line. But the INTs that normally happen, these were both pick sixes.
Yeah, they were way too costly. And it just ripped the heart right out of the team. Really sucked to watch, but I watched to the last second of the game. And you know, I'm happy we even made it that far. And I know I shouldn't be. We need to stop being just satisfied with making the playoffs. But in this circumstance, Nick Chubb out for the season, Deshaun Watson out for the season. Basically, whole team was all backups.
Yeah.
So, you know, considering the circumstances, I'm pretty happy with it. I was glad that the whole team had the next man up mentality and was ready for their time and their name to be called.
Yeah, I mean, his next man up. I think Kevin Stefanski really did prove he could have been coach of the year again. It does stink to get bounced in the first round. I feel like a lot of teams look at that, or a lot of people will look at that when deciding, the votes. Kind of goes back to the Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt debate for Defensive Player of the Year. Myles Garrett was really not present in this game. But
But TJ Watt wasn't present in their game either.
correct. Yeah, so I'm just very happy that we made it this far. It was a great season, probably one of my favorite seasons since the playoff year. Well, since the playoff win against the Steelers. That still to this day is probably my favorite Browns team. Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, Landry, Myles Garrett. There's nothing like that team.
Oh,
But
yeah, absolutely.
Baker just was the Browns. Like that was a different feeling.
Yeah, and that's what sucked about the how the way things ended was he was the Browns.
I was never sold on Deshaun coming here, and it's been hard trying to be a true fan, having to watch what's gone down with him alone and with this team and the injuries, and it just doesn't feel like it was worth it. Like it feels like we just wasted 5 years. But I don't know. There's a part of me that just wishes we would have been patient with Baker, and would have been nice to have seen the playoff win like last night for us again.
Yeah, that's fair. But on to the next game. This was the Peacock game. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 26-7. This game was rough to watch.
Yeah.
This game was really rough to watch. I had my first bet hit finally. I had Pacheco 70 yards and a touchdown, which he barely got. But then Clyde Edwards-Helaire screwed me in garbage time. The Chiefs got turnover on downs on the Dolphins, and I bet the under to it was 182 yards passing. He was at 181. So I'm like, okay. All the Chiefs got to do is just run out the clock. Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbles the ball.
Yep.
And as time expires, Tua gets one pass off for
My
6 yards.
bum.
That play was over.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it was a parlay too, because I had the over on Mahomes. It was over 162, or not 162, 262. And then it was total score. I want to say it was under 43. Yeah, under 43. And to under 182 passing yards. That was so salty. So salty.
I would have been just as mad.
It wasn't a lot of money, but it that was salty.
Imagine how mad I was when my Browns kicking parlay, which started off with 1.5 PATs, ended up hitting because that's all we got was two touchdowns. And then all I needed was the Bills to win on Sunday, but oh, the game gets moved to Monday. Well, still hit. And then it was all down to the Cowboys. The fucking 2 seed Cowboys losing to the fucking Packers.
I told you guys. I told you, Packers have a chance. Jordan Love looked really good.
There was so many upsets this weekend. I mean, 3 out of 6 games were upset. Technically, when I say upset, I mean favorite versus underdog. Obviously, the 2-4 seeds won when they should have won against the 5 seeds, but I think that the 5 seeds were the better teams coming in.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, but I don't get how the Packers get so lucky.
That was crazy.
Yeah, now Jordan Love, when we first saw him, what, last year? Was it last year that we got to see a little glimpse of him and he didn't look that great?
It was for a few weeks, and then Aaron Rodgers came back to finish the season.
Yeah, and now he looks like Aaron Rodgers. He looks amazing out there. Like I see how he finished second in touchdown passes, and he's gonna have a bright future in the league.
Can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah, no, they can't. Insert the Jesse Pinkman. You can't keep
Yes.
getting away with this. But yeah, Cowboys made a garbage time run. Because this score was a lot worse than 32 points.
Yeah, they got my hopes up.
Yeah. And the Cowboys went undefeated this year at home. So to lose your first playoff game, that's just the Cowboy way, I guess.
Very disappointing, but that's the NFC East for you.
Yeah, that's true. There's not any team left in the NFC East now.
We're all dead.
Yeah. But the NFC North lives. Speaking of the NFC North, this game that I'm about to talk about right now, I thought was by far the best game of the playoffs so far. We had the Lions winning their first playoff game in what, 32 years? Yeah, against the Rams in Matt Stafford's return. Puka Nacua had a historic night. 182 yards. Receiving as a rookie. Just want to mention again, drafted in the 5th round. Lions win 24 to 23. This game was absolutely awesome to watch from start to finish.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the perfect game of the wild card with the perfect script of Stafford coming back, basically needing to beat him to move on to the next round. Did you ever watch WWE growing up?
No.
There's a meme where, and anybody who's listening that's watched WWE growing up, you'll know this, where Shawn Michaels had to face Ric Flair in the WrestleMania, I think it was 24 or WrestleMania 25, and he is going to sweet chin music Ric Flair, but before he does it, and this is like his basically like his mentor in the WWE, he's going to do his finisher move on him, and Ric Flair is pleading for him, like, please don't do this, because if Shawn Michaels won, Ric Flair would have to retire. And before Shawn Michaels does it, he looks at him and says, "I'm sorry, I love you." And he does his finisher move and then knocks Ric Flair out, pins him. And they were saying that Ric Flair was Stafford. And then Shawn Michaels was the Lions. But I'll have to send you the video. But all in all, that was my favorite game of the weekend as well. I did love watching the Bills beat up on the Steelers, though. That was great.
Oh yeah, no, that was awesome. Which brings us in the next game. Bills beat the Steelers 31-17. Bills were up early, 21-0, and then the Steelers brought it back to, I think it was 21-17 at one point, and then it was 24-17 at one point. But the Bills sneak away with this game. Looks like the fans had a fun time at this game.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that snow wall to have your beer sitting on, that'd be nice.
Did you hear that it was general admission?
Yep, you could sit anywhere you want.
That's crazy. Imagine if you didn't know that and you got there just before the game. Like if you had good seats and you're like, oh, we don't have to get there early. And then to find out that your seats were taken because you paid more. And I don't know, I'd be pissed, but.
Oh, I'd be livid. I'd be livid. I do think that's cool, though, but at the same time, I'd be absolutely livid. Especially if that's going to be, well, no, they get to host another game next week. What am I talking about?
Yeah, that's I can't wait to talk about the preview with our next episode.
Yeah. Do you think the lad's going to come back for that one?
I hope so. It was nice to see him on the show again.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't go back to Oklahoma and get lost.
Poor lad.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll go ahead and get into this next game. We had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm trying to pull up the score exactly right now. I think it was, yep, 32-9. Eagles could not tackle anyone to save their life.
The Buccaneers
I
have
don't
been
know how you
coming
could
up
have that
pretty.
much talent on your defense, but just forget how to tackle completely.
They were trying to stop greased up pigs.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It was pretty embarrassing.
Buccaneers forced Jason Kelce to retire.
Did he officially announce his retirement?
Yeah, 2 hours ago.
2 hours? How did I miss that?
NFL
I
tweet.
figured when I saw him crying.
Yeah, I was. That's what I kept telling Gabby. I said, I feel like I'm watching one of those like sad dog commercials on TV because I kept going over to Jason Kelce on the sidelines, like, stop showing him because it's gonna make me cry, like, knowing that he's done. Like, I just had a feeling he was done. I'm very surprised though that they came out with this today. I was expecting him to announce it on the podcast tomorrow, which. You know, maybe that's what his plan was, and somebody leaked it. But I was hoping that he would have been able to go out on his own and not via the media.
Yeah. I guarantee tomorrow's episode they'll be talking about that. But yeah, I mean he's gonna be a Hall of Famer more than likely. But yeah, last night's game, it was fun to watch for Buccaneers fans. Not so fun to watch for Eagles fans. I still don't think Sirianni deserves to get fired. But they have a lot that they need to figure out because Jalen Hurts did not look that great.
No.
I really am, in my opinion, he did not look that great the whole season. And now teams are finally figuring out how to stop the tush push too.
Yeah, I mean that's what the big argument was try to stop it. And the Buccaneers stopped it. I mean,
Yeah, they were the 8%.
not that the 2 points that they're going for would have really changed the game, but I mean they figured out how to stop it twice this season.
Yeah, the Buccaneers are real. Definitely not an opponent that that you want to take lightly, and I think they're going to give Detroit some problems too.
I agree. So I thought about this last night going into this next weekend, and I guess we'll talk about it this week, but this isn't going to be as easy as people think. I have a feeling a lot of people now are going to be like, well, who do I bet for? Because the Buccaneers just beat the Eagles, and the Lions only beat the Rams by 1 point. That Eagles game was a smokescreen because the Eagles are not who they used to be. I think that the Rams were the better team of the two, and that the Rams would have beat the Eagles too if given the opportunity. I'm gonna have a hard time with this Lions Bucks game. I told Gabby last night, I'm like, I kind of want to go, but it'd be too crazy to get up there and try to do that on Sunday. But that'd be a dream.
Oh, that would be fun.
I
Be
keep
so
telling her I
fun.
want to go to a Buccaneers game like next year, especially since we're giving up the season tickets. Like, I want to travel more. But
Makes sense.
just happy for Baker. That was great. Always been a Baker guy. Still waiting on my Baker jersey to arrive. Don't know where it is. But
Stuck in Taiwan.
I don't know where it is. It's just like pending tracking. So I probably get scammed.
Damn,
Oh
that's
well.
rough. What? Oh well. Anyways, guys, Dylan, is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we get off?
Nope, I just wanted to say on to the next week. Moving on, we've got 7 games left. Slowly but surely, this season is ending, and we're moving on to NBA playoff season, and then slowly but surely, MLB season. I do have Guardians Fest this weekend. I got to work, so that'd be cool to see some of the guys. I'm curious if that's what my position will be this weekend, is walking around with the players or not. I think I'm going to end up being in the merch stand. That's probably where they'll stick me. But either way, it'll be a cool experience. See the players, talk to some old friends. But that is all for now. Have a great week. We'll see you guys later on. Gamble responsibly if you choose to. The lad was gone, but the lad is back. You can also come back to reality if you get stuck in a gambling frenzy. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue.
Peace. Oh,
Later.
wait.